This is Neid Book 11, picking up with lines 557 to 569. So the last part was where he, Metabus, had attached Camilla to a spear, enclosed her in bark and everything, tied her to the middle of the spear, and is preparing to throw her across the river. And the last part was, and he cries out thus to the heavens. So, who is he crying out to? So, in 557, we got Alma Virgo Latonia. So, dear maiden Dido, Diana. Don't know why I keep wanting to say Dido. Diana, daughter of Lato, Latona. So, if you that Latonia, you can say Diana. You can say daughter of Latona. Any of that's fine. But he's describing her as dear maiden, nourishing maiden, Diana. And then he describes her as Cultrix Nemorum, inhabitant of the woods, inhabitant of the groves, of the forests. Ipse pater, I myself the father. Wo we o, hunk fa mulam tibi. I dedicate this maid, this handmaid, this girl to you. Tua prima tela tenens, holding your first weapons. So your weapons is the first thing that she is grabbing. And it describes her as suplex fugit. So as a beggar, as a suppliant, flees the hostem, the enemy, per auras, through the air. So she flees the enemy through the air, and yours is the first weapon that she is holding as a suppliant. Akipe testor, diwa, goddess, accept, I beg. Tuam, her as yours. So I beg you to accept as your own. Quae committitur, who is committed nunc now. Dubiis auris, to the uncertain breezes, to the uncertain air. So he's not sure where she's going to land. So that's why he's calling it uncertain. Dixit, he spoke. Et adducto lacerto, and with his arm drawn back, contortum hostilem emittit, he sends out the spinning, the twisted spear. Sonuere undi, that's sonuerunt, right? So the waves roared, the waves sounded. Super omnem rapidum, over the swift river. Infelix Camilla, wretched Camilla, unhappy Camilla, fugit, flees. In iaculo stridente, on the hissing javelin. So it's like it's making a noise, it's like as it goes through the air. At Metabus, but Metabus. Magna caterva, with a great crowd, urgente propius jam, now pushing closer. They're pressing him more closely. Dat se se fluio, gives himself to the river, to the stream. Atque, hostum victor velit, and as victor, so he's made it across, he plucks the spear, the donum trivii, the gift for Diana, cum urgine, with the maiden, de caspite gramineo, from the grassy clump, from the grassy turf. So he gets over there and he pulls her back you know, the spear out of the grass where it landed. Thank goodness it landed, you know, somewhere safe. Non illum ulae urbes. So not any cities, illum acepere, accepted him. None of them would accept him. Tectis moenibus, not in their buildings, not in their walls. Neque ipse manus dedisset, nor he himself, nor would he have given up. Feritate, in his wildness, in his savagery. Exeget iuvum, he lives the life, pastorum, of shepherds. Et solis montibus, in the lonely mountains. Okay, so they're going to live a pretty rough life, is what it sounds like, because nobody wants Metibus. Has nothing to do with Camilla. It's just Metibus was, you know, full of himself. He was savage. Nobody wanted to take him in. All right, so one more time, going back up to the top. So, dear maiden Diana, inhabitant of the groves, I myself, the father, dedicate this maid to you. She, as a suppliant, flees the enemy through the breezes, holding your weapon as her first. Accept, I beg you, goddess, her as your own, which is committed now to the uncertain breezes. He spoke, and with his arm pulled back, he sends out the twisted spear. The waves roared above the quick river. Wretched Camilla flees on the hissing javelin. But Metibus, with a great crowd now driving him more closely, gives himself to the stream. And as victor, he plucks the spear, the gift for Diana with the maiden, from the grassy turf. Not any cities accepted him. Not in their buildings, not in their walls. Nor would he himself have given up in his wildness. He lived the life of shepherds and in the lonely mountains.